Now, friends, we come to this 52nd chapter of Isaiah, and there are two things that we need to note as we enter this chapter. First of all, let me say that as we began to move through Isaiah, there came into not focus, but rather in a silhouette, in the shadows, in the background, there came the servant of Jehovah. That servant of Jehovah, as we moved through Isaiah, it became clear that that servant was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we're approaching the 53rd chapter, it's very clear who the servant of Jehovah is, and that it is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, for the 53rd chapter will make that very clear. Now, the second thing that we need to note as we enter the 52nd chapter is simply this. As we were in the 51st chapter, you will recall that I labeled it the alarm clock chapter of the Bible. And the alarm was going off, by the way. Verse 9, awake, awake, put on strength. In other words, wake up. In verse 17, wake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem. Well, we have the clock sounding an alarm again, and we have in this chapter, in verse 1, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Now, we have here in this chapter, in the first 8 verses, invitation to the redeemed remnant of Israel. And then we have the institution of the kingdom to Israel. And then we have the introduction of the suffering servant in verses 13 and 15. And it's very clear who we're talking about there. Now, back to verse 1 again. Because the alarm is sounding, and God hasn't turned it off even today, and we need to listen. Awake, awake, put on strength, O Zion. Now, I take it that when he says, O Zion, that he doesn't mean O Los Angeles, or O Pocatello, Idaho, or O Mule Shoe, Texas. I take it that he means Zion, and that Zion is a geographical place in the land of Israel, and that it's a very definite geographical location. It's really the high point in the city of Jerusalem. It was David's favorite spot. Now, the blessing is coming upon Jerusalem, and it will no longer be a place that's unattractive. I will give you my own private opinion of Jerusalem, and I was not thrilled when I saw the city the first time. I approached Jerusalem the first time I saw it. I came up from Jericho, actually, and we made that turn around the Mount of Olives by Bethany, and then you come inside of the temple area, the wall there, and the east gate. And very frankly, that was a thrill. It was late in the afternoon, and it was a shadow over the city, actually. But I couldn't wait till the next morning to enter the city and to visit around. Well, the next day was a great disappointment to me. That city is not beautiful in my book. And yet it says beautiful for situation is Jerusalem. And the Word of God says that, and that's God's viewpoint. And I will agree with him that the situation of it is beautiful, but not the city. But he makes it clear here, it's going to be beautiful someday. And it will all rest upon the work of our Lord in redemption. You see, he'll redeem this physical universe. He'll redeem that city. And what we have here is the millennial kingdom has arrived, and all of creation is groaning and travailing together in pain, and it will become a very beautiful spot, the world will when the kingdom arrives, and it's going to come because of the redemption in Christ, because he not only redeemed us, and he not only redeemed our bodies for this creature down here. We're groaning and travailing today in these bodies. We're going to get a new body. And when that takes place, creation will be redeemed. And the physical earth will be changed so that we have here a redemption, not only of the person, but of the property. And the type of redemption God permitted in the Old Testament, which is an illustration of it. Now he says here, verse 2, shake thyself from the dust, arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. And today, the Arab is there, and these sacred spots are all covered with all kinds of churches, Russian, the Russian Orthodox, the Greek Orthodox, the Roman Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, and the Church of All Nations. They're all over the place. And that place needs to be released from religion. It needs to be turned loose from the sin and the low degree of civilization that's there right now. And that's coming someday. And it'll come during the millennium. And for 2,500 years, that city's been a captive city and trodden down of the Gentiles. And now the shackles of slavery are to be removed.